sports news skewered. The sports kebab.
Take it away, Jarrett.
All right, the sports kebab. Brought to you by Paradise Ridge Dentistry. We don't just inject Novocaine, we inject fun. Text TOOTH to 620-620 to find out more about Paradise Ridge Dentistry. Vince, you're finally here. You miss every other sports kebab, it feels like.
And yeah, this is weird to be here on a Friday.
I'm glad that I've peppered this with a lot of pop culture references, so just for you. But I do want to start off the sports kebab.
Timely ones, or?
No.
More Carson Daly talk?
I do want to start out by giving a shout-out to the absent Dan Bickley. Not because I miss him, but because shouting is literally the only way to get in contact with Dan on vacation, since he left his cell phone here in Phoenix. Yes, Dan Bickley is currently at a theme park with his wife, kid, and two teenage children for a week without his cell phone in Florida. That doesn't sound like a vacation. That sounds like the plot to a Saw movie. Now, people make fun of Bick's giant hair. We've heard that all down there. But this is actually one scenario where it works to his advantage at a theme park, because it helps him ride any roller coaster where you have to be this tall to get on. Especially in that humidity. But 1 week without a cell phone? 1 week without a cell phone. Man. Although I should point out that even without his phone, somehow his response rate to my text has actually improved over the last few days.
It's because of me.
Now I'll tell you what hasn't improved. The Arizona Wildcats. Six losses in a row.
How
Six
terrible are
losses
they?
In a row. Look, now I know why Bill Walton does so many U of A games. The only way you can enjoy the Wildcats is if you've done drugs for the last 50 years. What a pathetic, paltry, putrid pack of players. They look like what would have happened if the Beacon Town Beavers never got a Teen Wolf.
So not timely.
They look like a... No. They look like Bel Air prep before Will Smith joined the team. I mean, this offense is an embarrassment.
How embarrassing is it?
They don't look like Division I players. They look more out of place than Jennifer Lopez doing a Motown tribute. And not just the offense, they also have horrible defense. I haven't seen someone defend this comically at a court at night since John Larroquette.
Oh!
How about that one? I think, you know, I actually think it might be savvy, though. I think their plan is to avoid an NCAA investigation by tricking the FBI into believing that they're not an NCAA team. So far, so good, guys. But seriously, I have had enough of Sean Miller, that red-faced dumpling. That screaming sausage. That high blood pressured Fred Savage. Seriously, I would say that I'm ready for the FBI to come drag him away, but then I'd feel bad for whoever had to clean up this skid trail of sweat left behind. They haven't won a game in nearly a month. Okay? Nearly a month. Can you imagine being a fan of a team like that? It would drive you crazy. Thank goodness this is an isolated incident, an outlier team, or else I would truly go nuts if any other team I liked was like that. The Phoenix Suns had to break. Losers of 15 in a row. Yes, the Suns have the worst record and the longest losing streak in the NBA. Who would have thought that my terrible prediction of the Cardinals winning 10 games this season would be more accurate for the Suns? Seriously, let's be honest, we were all pretty far off on what we thought the Suns would do this year. I mean, I've seen better predictions on The Masked Singer. You watch this show, either of you?
Yes.
Every episode...
I skim through it.
Every episode, seriously... The judges guess who it is, and they have outrageous answers. Oh, it's got to be Beyonce. Oh, it's Obama. Oh, look at that guy. It's the Pope singing. Then it turns out it's John Lovitz in a bee costume or something. I mean, but it's been a rough first part of the season. I mean, DeAndre Ayton. DeAndre Ayton, he's been okay, but he's getting so overshadowed by Doncic. I mean, the national media crows more about Luka than Suzanne Vega. things have gotten so bad.
How bad are they?
Some are asking for the NBA to step in. And when Adam Silver heard this, he said, you know what? I've always liked football. Yes, NBA commissioner and man slowly turning into a praying mantis. Adam Silver was approached by NFL owners to become their commissioner. Now, have you seen Adam Silver? You seen this guy?
No.
Let me describe him to you. He looks like John Malkovich's X-ray. He looks like a tongue depressor made of beef jerky. He looks like if a pinky finger was a pirate. So, finally, I will say this about Silver in conclusion. I don't think he would work as an NFL commissioner. I mean, think about how big a deal the NFL draft is. Prime time, multiple days. If Silver was there announcing the picks, just think of how many awkward times there'd be where a player came on stage and accidentally tried to shake the hand of the stand-up microphone.
That's a good point.
Yes. So stay in the NBA, Adam.